This is Wade Rath here with the Chief Organizer's Report. Dr. Trump going down with the ship. You can't make this stuff up. Dr. Trump's advice to the country to inject disinfectants and pour on the UV rays has brought him the kind of ridicule that he richly deserves and has tirelessly earned but so rarely received. A friend posted a picture of himself holding a bottle of Clorox with a clear plastic tube under his arm with the caption that he was taking a post-workout transfusion of disinfectant. On Facebook, one notice after another featured a bottle of Lysol relabeled as virus killer. Dr. Trump's response was essentially, hey, can't you take a joke? I was just fine and being sarcastic. Absolutely no one in the wide world, or certainly in America, believed or bought that bunch of hooey. It's not just all of us with our feet still on the ground, either. Fox and fiends even warned people, don't do this at home. Even the other drug quackery recommendations have been tossed aside by his sycophants. Reports say now that he can't play golf, jet down to Mar-a-Lago on the weekends, or go to his MAGA fanatic festivals, also called political rallies. He's morose and TV binging. If he were really desperate, he could try to spend some time worrying about the country. But I guess that's a crazy idea. What am I thinking? The Navy brass is recommending that Captain Crozier be returned to skipper of the Theodore Roosevelt, overturning one of the more ridiculous episodes on the pandemic. Trump, on the other hand, may finally be going down with the ship. Unfortunately, that's the ship of state, bringing us all down with him. The Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan outfit, has released a report that makes it clear that the economy at the end of this election year will be the worst since the Great Depression. Dr. Trump is riding the Herbert Hoover train now. The unemployment figures in battleground states, particularly in the Midwest, are horrific. Trump won Michigan by only 10,000 votes in 2016, and there's now 20% unemployment and rising. Wisconsin is moving in that same direction. More than 25 million people have now filed for unemployment, and more beating on the keys of their computers and smartphones, trying to break into their state systems in order to qualify. Businesses and governments at all levels are running out of cash, and bankruptcies and permanent closures of everything from big malls to local coffee houses are reeling. Top all of that off with the chaos of the reopening that's confronting consumers who will be voting with their feet, with many continuing to still let their fingers do the walking. Wait until Dr. Trump has to deal with the virus deaths rising in states reopening without testing, like Georgia, or catching the bug like voters did in Wisconsin recently because of radical Republicans. It won't be pretty. Anything can happen in politics, but as Trump brings the whole country down to our knees, it seems impossible to imagine at this point that he won't come down crashing with the rest of us. Most people will be like me and ready to vote for an old shaggy dog or anyone else rather than Dr. Trump. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.